Oh, Lord, let us see the cross tonight. Let us see it so clear. Let us see it so clear, Lord. Holy Spirit, I pray right now that every born-again person in this place, everyone who's asked Jesus to be Lord, who've asked the forgiveness of sins and asked the Lord to come and make their life new, that they would have ears to hear and eyes to even see tonight what the Spirit of God wants to reveal to us. And Lord, for anyone here who do not, they just do not have the Lord in their heart yet, I pray that the Spirit of God would convict them tonight that they need the Savior that they're going to hear about. And so, Father, whatever you're doing in each of our lives, we ask you to make it so powerful and real tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Go to Colossians 1. I'm going to start in verse 9. I'm doing about 10 different places in the Bible. So, from the day in which we heard, we do not cease praying on your behalf, and asking that you may be filled with the full knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, for you to walk worthy of the Lord, to be all pleasing, bearing fruit in every good work, growing into the full knowledge of God, being empowered with all power according to the might of his glory, to all patience and long suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has made us fit for a share of the inheritance of the saints in light, who delivered us out of the authority of darkness. You have been delivered out of the authority of darkness. Okay? He's delivered us out of the authority of darkness. How many in here, well, you can just say, how many in here are born again believers? You know God is in your heart. If not, you can get out of the authority of darkness. So if you're a born again believer, according to God's word, which is truth, okay? Settle this right now. If God lives inside of you, then you will understand that this word is truth. Before God lived inside of you, you could argue about this word. You could make up things about it. You could, I don't know who you think you are to think that you're so great that you can change God's word or try to interpret it based on your experience instead of believing it for what it says. It's God's word. There's already the Holy Spirit in you if you're a born-again believer so that you know that that's true. So, we're already seeing here in Colossians that this walk of growing in Christ is going to bring us to full knowledge, which means we don't have it yet, and it's a process of getting to full knowledge of Christ. We're changing. We're being empowered. But something God wants you to know right off in this journey, you have already been delivered out of the authority of darkness and translated us. We are now translated into the kingdom of the Son of his love. We are in a different kingdom than anyone in this world who has not been born again by the Spirit of God. It doesn't matter what religion, it doesn't matter how they discuss this belief or that belief. We are the only ones, those who are any person who's been born again by the Spirit of God, and God's Spirit lives inside of you, and he's now taken authority and being in charge in your life. He has placed, see, the king is inside of you. That makes you in the kingdom. The king is inside of you. That makes you one of his servants. That makes you his child. That puts you in the kingdom. The king is inside of you. If the king isn't inside of you, it doesn't matter what your brain believes. If the king is not inside of you, you're not in the kingdom. Now, if the king is inside of you, you have been taken out of the authority of Satan and darkness. Okay? You have been taken out of that. How did you get out of that? The king lives inside of you. How did the king get inside of you? Well, you can find it all over scripture. If the king, he only got in because you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You knew you were a sinner. You knew you needed a Savior. And you wanted Jesus. You found out he was real. And you really realized you want God in your life. And you want him in charge of your life. And you surrendered to that revelation. And you surrendered to that. And the only way you could get there is the Holy Spirit drawing you there. You didn't do it on your own. You have nothing to do with it. So quit being so puffed up that you're saved and somebody else isn't saved. Quit trying to hit them over the head with how great you are and begin to die enough to who you are before Christ so that they can see Christ in you, and then they'll want him. Very few people are not going to want him if they see him. There are those who won't. God's not really interested in the ones who don't want him. He just wants the ones to see him so they can choose which kingdom they want to be in. Now, most of us can say, okay, the word really says that I've been taken out from the authority of Satan. Does everybody see that? Does everybody agree with that?
Yes.
Therefore, the things that Satan brings when he is Lord, when he is the God of this world, the things that he has brought because of his demonic kingdom, those things should not be in our life, and we should not have the fruit of them. And we should not have to pay the price of sickness, early death, torment, mental illness, poverty. Why? Because they're not in the kingdom of God. The only thing that keeps a born-again believer operating under Satan's authority is where Satan has lied to you and you still believe that lie, and that's called a stronghold. And the only thing that keeps an evil spirit or a strong man in your life after you're born again is that you haven't had the revelation really hit you that you are not under his authority anymore, no matter what he did to you in the past, no matter what he said to you, and no matter how horrible your sin was, he is not to be your Lord anymore. He's not to condemn you and be your judge. He's not to tell you what to do. He's not to put you in bondage. He's not to tell you if you're good or if you're bad. He should shut up.
Amen.
He should shut up. So why are you listening to him, and not only listening to him, thinking that his thoughts are yours? Boy, when you think that his thoughts are your thoughts, he's got you. Even though God lives inside of you, you need to have your thoughts line up with God's word and what he says, period. And you're to cast down every single imagination, everything that comes into your imagination, everything that comes into your ears, everything that doesn't line up, there should be an automatic, that is not in the kingdom of God. That does not apply to me. That does not apply to me. That does not apply to me. He delivered us out of the authority of darkness. I love the way it's worded. And he's translated us into the kingdom of his son of love. So he didn't only take us out. He didn't take us out and leave us dangling without a savior, without somebody to be an authority. He didn't leave us to be our own authority. He didn't save you from the devil's authority so you get to be the authority. If you think that's true, guess who still has authority in your life? You're just deceived more. And it's going to get you at some point if you don't get the revelation. God himself pulled you out of the kingdom of darkness, away from Satan being your Lord and God, because of his son. And he took you and he put you in Christ. He put you in the kingdom of his son. Wow. Do you get that? It's kind of like, if I choose to change my citizenship and become a citizen of wherever, let's just, somebody pick a place. Somebody pick another country. Now give me a country that's so different than here. Let's say Russia. If I choose to say I'm going to live in Russia, because it's such a different. When I go into Russia, and I become a citizen of Russia, does America have authority in my life anymore?
No.
Do their laws count anymore?
No.
Do their judgments and their punishment system count anymore?
Yeah.
If I'm in Russia, and let's say the law is there, if in Russia, and I don't know this to be fact, I'm just picking a place so different. In Russia, can I say I demand my rights for a fair trial if their system says, no, we condemn you first. Now, instead of them having to prove me guilty, I have to prove my innocence. If their system says, you don't get a lawyer, can I say, wait a minute, I demand a lawyer, it's my right. No, because I have a right. if they have a law, let's say in the Philippines, if I went to, and I became a Philippine citizen, even when I go there to visit, I have to actually sign custom papers to say I will submit to their laws. They don't care what the laws are in America. And they have a big sign that says, if you bring drugs into the Philippines, you automatically get death. I think it's death. Wasn't it death? If you're selling drugs, you get death. Now, if I'm in the Philippines, especially if I become a citizen of the Philippines and I agree with their government and this is where I want to live and make my home, and I decide I'm going to sell drugs because, you know, in America, maybe you'll get 5 years and I really want the money. There's nothing else to do over there. And they catch me doing that. Can I say, wait a minute, you can't kill me. That's not fair. That's not right. You know, in America, you can only give me 5 years. It was just a little bit. Pew. Why? Are you getting this? Because it doesn't matter where you used to live. It doesn't matter where you used to live. There's no authority there. America has no more authority to help you when you choose. When you choose to leave of your own free will choice. Truthfully, even if you don't choose of your free will choice and somehow you end up with citizenship in one of these nations and they come in and they just take over, you lost your rights. Do you see what I'm saying? These are different kingdom setups. All right. Do you know what we do because of lack of understanding? We actually become citizens by free will choice into the kingdom of God by accepting His Son, Jesus Christ, as Lord and Savior. We choose that. But in the kingdom of God, He doesn't make you do anything. He wants you to surrender everything and then let Him be everything to you. That's the kingdom. But you know what we do? We stay in the kingdom where Satan has authority, and yet we visit the kingdom of God if it's a good service. If I have an hour for praise music while I'm reading my Bible. Some of us even visit Him maybe 85% of the time, but when something comes up, we run back into the kingdom of the enemy where He has authority in our life and He torments us and He keeps sickness on us and He does these things to us because we still believe He has authority to do that. We believe we have to work our way out of it somehow. Be our own saviors. Be our own deliverer. Be our own healer. Get ourselves out of this mess somehow. I got to get myself out of this mess. You know, let me read the Word. Let me try to read the Bible and make it work for me. If you are reading the Bible and making it work for you, you are still under the authority of the enemy. Because the very word that you're using and trying to make it work for you, the Bible itself says, is now a law to you. And a law without the Lord making it come to pass in your life will show you how bad you are and how messed up you are and how impossible it is to be holy. And you will walk around failing and feeling condemned all the time because you took God's word and you put it over into the kingdom of darkness and tried to make it work. And you'll never have peace there. That's not how it works in the kingdom. Okay? We are coming out of the works curse. That's when works came in. All right. We've been delivered out of the authority of darkness. I want you to get that. I am out of the authority of darkness. I'm out of the authority of sickness. I'm out of the authority of poverty. I'm out of the authority of pain. I'm out of the authority of going to hell and punishment. I'm out of the authority of works and trying to please man or God with my work, with my own effort. I am out of the authority of overeating. I'm out from under the authority of doing drugs. I'm out of the kingdom of darkness. Satan has no authority to make me do drugs anymore. He has no authority to make me eat and eat, just eat and eat and eat till I'm sick. He has no authority to make me anything. He is out of the picture. Because I'm not in His kingdom. All right, get this real. Now listen to this. We are delivered out of the authority of darkness. We're translated into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the remission of sins. through the blood of Christ, our sins don't matter anymore. They're forgiven. We didn't do anything. You can't do enough Hail Marys. You can't work hard enough in the church to make up for how you used to be. You can't preach the gospel enough for people to begin to see you're not who you weren't before. Your effort means nothing in the kingdom of God. Your effort is filthy rags. Because you don't need it. It can't work. It was all taken care of by Jesus. Do you know how hard that is for us to really believe? Because the enemy tries to keep us under the curse. Listen to this. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the remission of sins, we're in Colossians 15. Who, Jesus, is the image of the invisible God. He is the firstborn of all creation. For all things were created in him. The things in the heaven, the things on the earth, in the heavens, the things on the earth, the visible and the invisible, the natural things that you can see with your eyeballs, and the supernatural things that you can't, such as angels and demons and whatever there is. Every single thing that was ever created in Christ. Everything. Satan is not anybody. He is not a creator. He has deceived us. He has made us think he's more powerful than he is. He has made us think that he can do all these horrible things. And truthfully, all he does is pervert and use what God has created. And God even uses Satan to reveal who your heart, to find out who really wants God. So everything he made. Listen to this. He made the thrones, the lordships, the rulers, the authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He's not like running around going, oh, I can't believe the devil did that. Oh, I can't believe he can do that. He is everything. And you've got to get into a higher place in revelation to understand how awesome this is and how freeing. Because in a low place of revelation, you're blaming him for things. Why didn't he stop the devil? He did. And he even gave you authority to. But why did he ever create him? Because he wanted to have Lucifer in heaven leading worship and all. He wasn't afraid of rebellion. God's not afraid of rebellion. He knew when Lucifer rebels, he'll use it. He'll use it for a long time in history until that season's over, and then who knows what's next. God is not at all fighting the devil or afraid of the devil or has ever really been at any kind of fierce war with the devil. He defeated him, took care of him. He took care of rebellion. It was not difficult. Jesus is before all things, and all things have subsisted in him. He is the head of the body, the assembly, who is the beginning, the firstborn out of the dead, and he has preeminence in all things because all the fullness was pleased to dwell in him. All the fullness of God himself was in Jesus Christ.